what the Mick Foley as commissioner storyline or general manager storyline went. I just didn't enjoy that Stephanie McMahon would always just berate him and not let him get things off as he would want, because then you have Stephanie derailing everything.
Yeah, I guess there is a voice called too much Stephanie, but it starts off with the women's match. It ended up becoming a tag team match. I don't really want to get into it that much because it's already said and everything.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about how it ended. Bayley defeats Charlotte. That's a good look for her, even though that it's been 50-50 with her. But Nia Jax, what the heck? It was like you awoken the Hulk in a way, and she ran through everybody. And I was like, please ram Charlotte. Please ram Charlotte. And when the camera zoomed to Charlotte, I was like, please, please, please. Oh, thank you, Nia. It just sucks she's not going to win.
Yeah, if you hoist the title at the end of the segment at a Monday Night Raw, you're basically not going to be winning the title. You know how they had her at center on hard camera and she was hoisting up the title? The rule usually goes is that that's just a tease for something later down the line. But just to satisfy the Nia Jax fans out there.
And let me get through these ones because I do want to point out the important factors here. And plus, this is smudged in with Raw and SmackDown. The ladder attack from the club, not the Bullet Club, unfortunately, that's still trademark. Left Cesaro actually injured up here, if you saw that.
Oh, Sheamus.
Sheamus. Yeah, but the whole thing was actually pretty cool. I enjoyed it, and I had a feeling if you're going to add ladders in there, you have to add a ladder match at WrestleMania. And the next day, they announced it. Would have been better if it was announced there.
Yeah. I'm over on the club now. I like it. I like how they're actually going into ultra heel-like tactics to where they're using ladders. They're just extremely dirty. And the fact that they're actually tag team champs finally. I think we've been overdue to have the club as tag team champs. But with Enzo and Cass coming in too, I think Enzo and Cass, there's a good dynamic with them. But with seeing Enzo taking bumps from people that weigh almost twice his weight, it makes me feel very uneasy. You know, the two bumps he took there, and then the most memorable one, it was the bump that he took from Brock Lesnar being eliminated at the Royal.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now we get into Seth Rollins coming in and doing the no harmless thing. People are still speculating it's not going to be a good match, but he was only scheduled as an injury for 8 weeks. But a lot of people think it was still work, but I don't think it was. Like, I think he did get injured, but I don't think it was that bad. I think it was less than 8 weeks.
It reminds me of the time where Chad Gable apparently had an injury.
Oh, yeah.
And it set back American Alpha for a couple weeks, but that was a total work. With Seth Rollins, in Seth Rollins' case, it looked bad. The way his knee actually twisted up, in combination with him having pre-existing knee issues, I would imagine that creative was like, well, this is the anticipated time where Seth is going to be out of action. Let's add more to it and make it seem like he's not going to make it till WrestleMania, given fans the payoff.
Yeah, I agree. But that kick move he did with his leg, that was actually pretty cool. Well, at least Triple H is not fighting Roman Reigns. I'll give people that. That match was meh, but there was two good things that came out of that match.
Yeah.
I'll mention that later. Now let's get into the one that I went like, okay, Roman's going to have to say something here. I don't know what he's going to say. And speaking of which, it's revealed that The Undertaker digged up a grave for Roman Reigns, and he was about to say his trademark thing until this happened, and we have the sound for this. And Michael, can you please play the video? Michael, play the video, please. He was a little distracted. It's fine. And there we go.
As I was saying, at WrestleMania, you will rest in peace.
All right, we could cut it there right there. Well, and it ends with Taker doing this. I don't know. It was a little weird when he did it, but it made it look cool. Roman went into Philadelphia mentioning the things that Philadelphia fans did not want him saying, the 2015 Royal Rumble and everything, and we got 3 minutes, so I guess we got to take SmackDown a little into the next segment here. But Jesus, Roman said something that a face would never say. Now, the question is this where we're finally going to get a heel Roman?
A heel Roman is going to be the best payoff for fans of Raw and SmackDown, for WWE as a whole. It's going to be a big payoff for everyone that wants to see Roman turn heel. And Undertaker's coming into WrestleMania as a face. And the track record shows, besides Brock Lesnar's WrestleMania, that a face Undertaker rarely loses at WrestleMania. So I hope that booking goes appropriately and you have Roman Reigns win via heel shenanigans with a good payoff to then set up a new feud with someone else and have Undertaker go off into the sunset.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk more about that match when we get into our predictions and everything. But to end the Raw thing here, it ends with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar meeting with each other. And Heyman talks for Lesnar. I don't know why Lesnar doesn't talk anymore that much, but I think with Heyman it's a good thing. But let's get into the quick thing here before we head into another break. Goldberg comes out and says, I'm bringing the fight here in Philly, and they're... It looks like they're about to brawl, but then a spear and Lesnar looking like a coward once again. No offense to you, my friend. But it's obvious that Goldberg's not leaving WrestleMania as a champion. This may be it, but the question is, which we'll get into a little later, you don't have to answer this part. Well, you can. Are we going to see WrestleMania 20 all over again?
I'll be surprised, and I'll only say this, I'll be surprised if that match goes longer than 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes. So we're here in the last minute right here. So when we come back, we are going to recap SmackDown because they did extend something that should have been separated, really, or ended early. And we'll talk about the Hall of Fame inductions, actually. And what else? Oh, yeah, the Ultimate Thrill Ride WrestleMania, my friend. And I'm really excited. Hopefully it's better than WrestleMania 32. 32 had its moments, but the whole defeating the heel storyline, I think that's been overdone so much. Plus, people not only hate Roman, they hated Triple H because he was a part-timer, too, in that situation. That's what I heard when I was in L.A. But we'll be back here when WWE News with the one and only Joe Stereo and my guest Mark Flores comes back here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
The mission of the Pasadena City College Police and Safety Services is to provide a safe, secure, and enriching environment for all members and guests of the institution. The campus police can be found in room B210, can be contacted at 626-585-7484, and are open 24 hours a day. Students are encouraged to call if they need to be escorted from their classrooms to their vehicles.
Hey you, walking in the parking lot. Obsessed with music, movies, and games? Of course you are. Tune into the playlist with me, Wilbert Flores, Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Only on LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Still circling the school parking lot, searching for a place to ditch your car? Well, guess what? Finding a parking space is no longer a college requirement. With convenient buses serving Pasadena City College, the San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys, and downtown LA, Foothill Transit makes it easy to get to class without the hassle of driving. Discover a smarter way to school now and learn how students can save more than 50% on bus passes at foothilltransit.org/college.
What I really love about Pasadena City College are all of the professors who work in the television and radio industry. They have loads of knowledge and they're teaching us a lot of things that we can apply in our careers. I really love PCC for that.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back here with the one and only Joe Stereo here with WWE News. And as always, well, first time, I mean, Mark Flores is here in the building. And we're going to quickly round up SmackDown because it was kind of good but forgettable as well. But we'll also talk about the Hall of Fame, including the inductions and the inductees, because one of them being the term Hell Has Frozen Over. But we'll get into that right here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. Oh, I thought you were going to do it with me, Mark.
Oh, no.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm a total Angle fan, man. I can't.
I know. But don't Angle fans also do that?
I hate that. That's the habit that some true hardcore Angle fans have.
All right. Let's get through SmackDown real fast. Let's start off with Shane McMahon and AJ Styles signing a contract. Both of them were praising each other, which is very rare that you normally see. But I can't remember how it ended. Well, no, what the last word was said, but All I remember is that AJ was this close of attacking Shane, and then Brian steps in and says, let's just deal with this with a handshake, but AJ says, I'm not having it. I'm out of here. So that match is official, even though people have complained, oh, it's a waste of AJ Styles. It's a waste of AJ Styles. Have you seen Shane and X-Pac back at WrestleMania 15? I believe that's what it was. Hey, Shane can pull off stuff, man.
Shane can go. The impression that some people are getting is that, well, Shane needs to jump off of something. And, well, this is going to be his ultimate proving point. This may or may not be his last match, but let's have him go against the best wrestler on the planet right now, AJ Styles. In the squared circle, there's no gimmicks. There's no – he's not going to go on a roller coaster and jump off of it. You know, no moonsaults off of the top of the stadium. It's just going to be pure – hopefully, it's going to be pure wrestling. And that's something that – You can know for sure is that AJ and Shane are going to put on a great match.
Yeah, and I think we'll leave it at that. We'll get more into that when we talk about our predictions. The SmackDown got dragged out by this one thing. It started off with Carmella and Becky Lynch attacking each other, and then you had Mickie James and Alexa Bliss on commentary. They ended up fighting each other. Commercial break. There's a tag team match going on, and that's going on. Natalya comes out, and another commercial break, and the match is still going. It didn't end in a disqualification. I think, was it Alexa Bliss that pinned Becky Lynch, or I don't remember.
It went two segments too long.
Oh, yeah.
They should have just had it preset to where all the ladies are out there, doing the three person tag. And then you'd have Naomi just come out last minute like, well, who's going to be the third person? And then
I spoiled it, man. I was going to say, but Naomi comes out and she's, you gotta admit, the hurricanrana she did on Natalya outside the ring, that was pretty good. She did. I'm glad she's back. And I think she's going to win. No, I'm not going to get there yet. Like I said, we're waiting for the predictions thing. And the last thing I want to talk about is the way Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton ended. This was after the Luke Harper match, which Brian Zane kind of pointed out. It was only like 5 minutes if you count it. And I was like, wow, that was a complete waste of time for Luke Harper. No offense. He's going to be good as a singles competitor. He should have been added, though, to the triple threat, make it a Wyatt family battle. But Vince McMahon being stubborn as he is. But let's talk about how it ended. It ended with a weird video segment, and I'm not going to mention everything about it, but it ends with the snake jumping in. That's the last part I liked, but the whole crucifixion and everything. I thought we were not doing religious stuff anymore in WWE. The last time we did that, Vince McMahon got jiggy with God.
Oh, yeah. Or we're probably bringing back the Ministry of Darkness days with Undertaker, and then it eventually goes to the corporate ministry. I don't know why this ended like that. You don't really need to bring symbolism like that into it, but whoever thought it was interesting via the people creative, I didn't care for it no more, no less. I just thought it was like, wow, that's interesting. That's different.
One more thing I am going to add before we get into the Hall of Fame. John Cena and Miz did a great promo, and that total Bella BS thing, I almost got in trouble last week with that, but I'm just going to say, Miz did a perfect job. Then John Cena ends up ripping him up and calls him, well, I can't say this word on radio, but if you look it up, you'll watch the full segment. It was pretty good, but we'll get into that prediction part. But, man, John Cena could cut a promo.
Yeah, and even I'll speak in regards to The Miz. The Miz has been cutting the best heel promos in the last year and a half. He starts off with the day 141 promo when he was doing his Intercontinental World Tour. It looked like it was a shoot. Obviously, there's some things that he put in, took out, placed in himself, but the guy can cut a promo and the guy can do parodies. He could do segments. And knowing how genius he is, it looks like that was his own creation anyway.
And that wraps up SmackDown in a way, but now let's get into the Hall of Fame. That's tomorrow. I requested to leave at 4:45 from my work to my house. It's only like a 10-minute drive, so I'll probably make it in time at the start of it. I don't want to watch a delayed thing like this because, come on, this is a great Hall of Fame class with no celebrity here. Let's go through the inductees. I'm going to name all of them here from the beginning. The Warrior Award going to Eric LeGrand. Very horrible what happened to him in his college days. But the fact that he's doing a lot, actually. But it's kind of ironic because Warrior ripped on handicapped people when he was around. But technically, I think he kind of stopped doing that before he died. But
yeah, he gets a clean slate now in the eyes of WWE. Not before the self-destruction of the Ultimate Warrior DVD that he had. So they buried him then, and now they sang his praises before his untimely death.
Well, congratulations to Eric LeGrand, though.
Yeah, Eric LeGrand definitely – I like the idea that he has where – and I wish the best for him too, but he sincerely believes that he will walk again. And as long as people believe that, I believe the positive energies can go his way, and hopefully he walks again in some type of fashion.
All right. All right. Normally, WWE always adds a dead wrestler. Ravishing Rick Rude. He's getting inducted by Ricky Steamboat, which is very, very cool. This guy was a three-time WCW International World Heavyweight Champion, one-time WWF Intercontinental Champion, and a one-time WCW United States Heavyweight Champion. The fact it took this long to induct him, I'm very surprised, but... Well, this guy, when I was rewatching old WrestleManias, he was the ultimate heel.
The guy was able to go. He had a great physique. You could tell he didn't take any days off from a diet. Great on the mic, and his introduction to coming into the ring and letting people know, it's like, what I want right now from you Pasadena sweat hogs is cut the music down. And cut my music, and I'll show you what a real man looks like.
Oh, God. Men hated him. Men hated him because they were jealous of this dude, because they didn't want to look.
Women were legitimately taking pictures of the man. And he was one of my other favorite wrestlers growing up, too, especially when I was able to catch him when he went to WCW Monday Nitro, when he was with WCW at the time.
Mm. All right, Beth Phoenix, she's getting inducted. People have complained that this should have been China's spot, but... China, maybe next year, we don't know. Like the whole history with her, with China and Triple H and Stephanie, that's a little tough. But Beth Phoenix, even though I didn't watch many of her matches when I was rewatching on network, she was really good. But I'm surprised she ended her career very short.
It's one of those things you can appreciate from a wrestler when they actually leave on their own terms, not having the business finish them off.
I think the one thing I find memorable from her, besides her being a great wrestler and doing that Phoenix Blast, which legit injured, I think, two female wrestlers, was what she did in the Royal Rumble to the Great Khali, where she kissed him and threw him over. Who did she get eliminated by? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was probably right after where she's looking. Typical elimination where you look at the person you just eliminated and get thrown over. But she was able to gorilla press a lot of divas at the time. That's impressive in itself. Great. I also thought that Beth Phoenix was, she had the perfect combination of beauty and brawn, you know. But in regards to China's briefly, we have to wait till the whole situation dies down with her. I mean, it's just fairly recent that she that she passed away. And I feel that they just need one more or two more years for that, just to totally for her to get back into the mix.
All right. Dallas Diamond Page, he's being inducted by Eric Bischoff, which we don't have to mention Bischoff here. It's the other person that I really want to get into.
No.
Dallas Diamond Page, he did a lot of great things. The Yoga Fiend helped Jake the Snake Roberts. There's definitely more. And, oh, we got 4 minutes on this, so we're going to have to go up.
No.
I don't really want to do this to them, but we had to go through SmackDown. Fyodor Lon, tag team guy all the time.
Well deserved. Holla, holla.
Well deserved for him. The Rock and Roll Express, everybody thought this was not going to happen, but before we get into that, I didn't want to push Kurt Angle here, but Kurt Angle being inducted by John Cena, come on, man. It makes sense, even though people want to see Austin, but Cena was his first opponent. Yeah, Jesus, that makes sense. But let's get into the Rock and Roll Express. I didn't know about these guys, but it's the person that everybody thought was never going to come back because he has said bad things about the business, bad things about Vince, Triple H, Stephanie, Linda, including when Linda got appointed to a cabinet position with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Jim Cornette.
I'm super excited. And when I saw it, I thought I was reading kayfabe news or The Onion, you know. Him actually introducing the Rock and Roll Express. First of all, the Rock and Roll Express have been long overdue to actually be introduced. But having Jim Cornette have a live mic in front of all those people. I'm gonna hope for him to steal the Hall of Fame show with a great introduction to the Rock and Roll, because realistically, it's not about him.
Yeah,
it's about the tag team he's gonna be inducting.
Yeah, the question is, he still has issues with Kevin Dunn, the producer of who's going to be doing all this.
He doesn't like Kevin. Yeah, he doesn't like Kevin Dunn. He doesn't like Triple H, and I don't think he likes Eric Bischoff either.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of bringing it there. Like, wow. You know, I think a lot has been said about Kurt Angle. I wasn't there that much with Kurt Angle, only in TNA Impact, where he did a lot of great stuff. But then after 2 years, it started getting stupid. TNA, it just started getting stupid.
Yeah.
I think it was the whole affair that ruined everything in that. I'm not going to get into that.
That's a different show.
Yeah. Jim, that's how I knew Jim Cornette. He was on TNA for a little bit, like until things went downhill south for him. I listened to this guy. I was introduced by him by Brian Zane, who surprisingly doesn't know if it's his son or father. You know that whole storyline. That's so funny. But Jim Cornette, I like this guy. He's very, very, very controversial. That's what I love about him. But I don't think he has a bad relationship with Vince that much, because even though he said some things about Vince, I don't think this would have happened if Vince hadn't invited him.
In various shoot interviews, Jim Cornette speaks highly of Vince. He's been quoted as saying, this is going to be without swearing in terms of Jim Cornette. You got to avoid that sometimes. Jim Cornette speaks highly of Vince McMahon, but he doesn't like the stooges that are around Vince.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's a big wrap-up on the Hall of Fame. I think I'm going to enjoy it tomorrow at 5. I just got to get to my house.
You and I both.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's Jim Cornette that we're all wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real fast, if anybody is believing he's going to come back to WWE, that is also another hell freezes over moment. He's kind of done with all that stuff.
Yeah. The saying goes is that he's in the Jim Cornette business now. He doesn't take bumps anymore.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to finish off our last segment of the day, and that is our predictions for NXT TakeOver real fast, but we'll get into the ultimate thrill ride, WrestleMania. And you've been listening here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. O-R-G.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Welcome to Behind the Artist. Join me, Jeff Lundquist, as we go on this musical journey to explore popular artists and bands every Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30, only on LanceradioNetwork.org.
Still circling the school parking lot, searching for a place to ditch your car? Well, guess what? Finding a parking space is no longer a college requirement. With convenient buses serving Pasadena City College, the San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys, and downtown LA, Foothill Transit makes it easy to get to class without the hassle of driving. Discover a smarter way to school now and learn how students can save more than 50% on bus passes at foothilltransit.org/college.
What I like about Pasadena City College is the various food choices around, creative atmosphere, socializing with students, plenty of classes to choose from, and the knowledgeable professors to guide us.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to WWE News. I'm Joe Stereo, and with my special guest today, Mark Forrest. And we're here to talk about the NXT TakeOver predictions and the Ultimate Thrill Ride WrestleMania predictions as well here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. And we don't have a music for that, but that's a good thing because we got to talk about this. Let's go through NXT real fast.
Yeah, we'll make this like a lightning round.
Yeah. Sanity with Eric Young, Killian Dane, Alexander Wolf, and Nikki Cross versus Ty Dillinger. Oh, God, the 10 chants are going to happen again.
He's over. Deal with it.
Yeah. Roderick Strong, No Way Jose, and Ruby Riott. I don't watch NXT that much. Like, I'll watch the last episode before the TakeOver. Like, I have nothing against NXT. It's just one of those things.
It's a lot of wrestling, brother.
Yeah, like, free. Yeah, and you have too much wrestling this week.
Yeah. You have to deal with 205 Live, SmackDown, Raw, NXT.
Which I don't watch, sadly. I want to, but
It's a lot, man. It's a lot to take in.
All right, this is an 8-person mixed tag team match. Who do you think's got it?
Sanity. I think Sanity is the stable to go. There's no established, there's no other established stable. They're Roderick Strong, No Way Jose, Ruby Riott, and the other person in that match. It's not an established stable, so they need to actually push Sanity for as much as they can before they go up to the main stage.
All right. The next match is Aleister Black versus Andrade Cien Almas. Mm-hmm. Who you got there?
Aleister Black.
Aleister Black. Did I say his name right?
Yeah. Well, he's formerly Tommy End from Evolve, and the guy can go. So I hope his debut match in NXT, I hope he ends up taking it over Andrade Cien Almas, which it's unfortunate what's happened to him. He was a great luchador as La Sombra in AAA. Mm. AAA wrestling, baby.
All right. Third match, the Offers of Pain going in as champions against versus DIY, Johnny Gargano, a.k.a. Johnny Wrestling, and Tommaso Ciampa. And the Revival, Scott Dawson and Das Wilder. This is a triple threat tag team elimination match. Who do you think's got it?
I want the Authors of Pain to retain it because both the Revival and DIY deserve to go to their respective brand. It's their time to go because tag team division in Raw is depleting, and same thing with SmackDown.
Hell yeah.
Needs a little dash of Dawson. Of Dash and Dawson, as a matter of fact.
But congrats to the Usos on winning, though. I forgot to mention them. Ember Moon versus Asuka. I think Ember Moon's taking this. I think Asuka's going to go to the main roster. If not, then I think we've got to wait a couple more months before she actually comes on. But if Eva Marie's leaving, then there's an open spot for SmackDown. I think she's a SmackDown type of person.
The overall idea is that every available woman on the SmackDown roster, they could pull off, well, this is our recent signee, and then sneak her on into the women's title match. There's so many degrees you could do that with, but Ember Moon is the best wrestler, the best women wrestler not named Asuka in NXT. So,
and they're both faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one goes.
All right. Let's quickly end this one. Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura. It's going to be glorious. Glorious domination retaining. So I think we'll end it there. Sorry for NXT, but we need to get to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have to.
Let's go fast with the pre-shows. Like, yeah, the six-pack challenge. I'm not going to name everybody on there. Who do you think's got it?
I have Naomi winning at her hometown.
Same here. Neville versus Austin Aries.
Austin Aries wins the Cruiserweight title.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. He's in it, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he's going to win that.
Yeah, he kind of needs it too.
Yeah.
All right. I got to start. Yeah, here. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson versus Enzo Amore, Big Cass versus Cesaro, Sheamus, the ladder match that always opens WrestleMania. I'm going to say Enzo Amore and Big Cass are going to get this. No offense to you, man.
Oh, no problem. I have the club retaining the titles, but perhaps with the Finn Balor reintroduction to then form the club finally.
Yeah. And AJ may be going to Raw, too, from what I heard. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin for the Intercontinental Championship match. I thought this was going to be a street fight, but it looks like Triple H and Seth Rollins got that one covered.
Both of them need to do a hair versus hair match immediately.
Wait, who?
Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose?
Oh, yeah. I got Baron Corbin winning.
You and I both.
Yeah. Yeah, the two WrestleManias where he comes up with gold. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maurice mixed tag team match. I think John Cena and Nikki Bella are going to win, and John Cena's going to propose. But then again, his first marriage, even though that it was his fault that it ended, not The Rock's fault, John, that's your fault, man. Yeah. You said you think it's going to be Miz and Maurice.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. People wanted The Undertaker versus Cena, but to be honest, I didn't want
that. Yeah. I want Miz to low block John Cena in the proposal pose, and then it looks like a fake proposal. Nikki gets distracted, and then Miz hits her with
it. What happened on Total BS? Yeah, that was
entertaining.
Yeah. Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. But we all heard that Jericho is going to be leaving, so it's going to be Kevin Owens. But if he's going to go out this way, it has to be a great match.
Exactly. I have Kevin Owens winning as well.
All right. Bayley versus Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Fail four-way elimination. I think Sasha's going to turn heel in this match finally and take the championship. Or I could be wrong. What about you?
I have that. I have a situation goes where Bayley and Sasha are left in the ring to where they have to where Sasha Banks ends up winning via heel shenanigans. Both of Nia Jax and Charlotte will find a way outside of the ring somehow, and then it'll just end like that.
Yeah, and that's one heel turn that's going to be corrected. The other one, we still don't know is going to happen. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles. You know, like I said with Roman Reigns and Undertaker, deal with it. If you follow me on Twitter, which obviously I'm still unknown, but still getting there, you have to deal with this match too, because I think AJ Styles is going to win. Something's going to happen wrong, like Shane missed times a move, and AJ's going to win this. I think he is, and
I do have AJ Styles winning it as well. It'd be a great match.
Yeah, it should be. Seth Rollins versus Triple H, a non-sanctioned match. Are they going to be wearing their outfits, or what's going to happen here?
Just like how Triple H and Shawn Michaels did it at SummerSlam 02, non-sanctioned matches, basically casual Friday in the middle of the ring.
But Triple H is going to be. I heard his entrance is $3 million, literally $3 million.
He always has a
big entrance.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he likes putting himself over. That's what Triple H does.
I don't think he's going to put himself over in this.
His entrance.
Yeah. Obviously. Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. We're going to skip that. Come back to it. Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. As much as I like Goldberg kicking Brock Lesnar's ASS, Brock is leaving with the title, even though it's going to make a lot of people not happy in the coming months.
The greatest five-minute match where you see someone not really a part of the program, give it to someone that's partly a part of the program in Brock Lesnar.
The match that is supposed to be the last one, unless Vince McMahon changes his mind, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Bray Wyatt's going to win this. Or if Randy Orton wins, he has to turn heel again.
Randy's been too too shifty lately with the heel face kind of thing. So having Bray Wyatt retain.
Burning down the house doesn't count as a face.
I got Bray retaining. He deserves it. He deserves a WrestleMania moment, finally.
The Fireflies will be coming out, too.
Now we got less than
3 minutes on this. Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. Everybody doesn't want this match, but now people are getting mixed feelings because they don't know what's going on. Is this the Undertaker's last match? If it is, this has to go on last, but we don't know that. Like, you already said Undertaker's not going out here winning because he already is scheduled for a hip replacement surgery, and everybody wanted John Cena versus Undertaker. I didn't, because the problem is if something happens with an AA move and Taker gets his back broken, who's going to get the most heat?
Exactly.
Cena. And that's if I sold once the streak was over. I'm sorry. Like, people, you need to accept it. John Cena's already over his prime. He doesn't need the Undertaker anymore. If Roman's going to turn heel in this, and I'm going to let you finish this off, I will be happy with the heel turn, no matter what. I'll still be a Roman Reigns fan, regardless if the whole arena gets burned to the ground, anything bad happens.
Everyone wants to see this payoff. Everyone has been wanting to see Roman Reigns' heel. And I really don't believe in the old school mindset where if you turn heel, you're not going to make merch money. No. Bobby Roode has disproved that. AJ Styles has disproved that. Finn Balor's, I don't know, he's been tweener about that. But Balor Club does signify a heel stable. So it's just a matter of them actually fully going with Roman Reigns turning heel, which I have him doing at WrestleMania, the Ultimate Thrill Ride.
Yeah, the thing is, I think people are just going to be like what they did with – I hope they don't do this. I think it's a different crowd in Orlando. I don't want them booing the entire match because I think that's what killed Roman Reigns versus Triple H, but that was bound to happen, even though Roman pulled out some good things. Like, he barricaded – H through a wall, and he speared Stephanie, which, come on, you gotta love that.
I did
enjoy
that.
That was perfect, yeah.
Undertaker's in the match, so the respect is going to be there for them to not boo.
Yeah.
I think so.
But people are going to go, oh, one spear's going to end it. No, it's going to be multiple spears and multiple tombstones and multiple Superman punches. To be honest, if I were hit with a Superman punch, I think I would be knocked out. Like, people debate that if you're flying in the air, it's less effective.
No. A real Superman punch has the assistance of gravity and a downward punch going to where he always tries to target, like, the upper nose temple area.
Yeah, that's where you get knocked out.
Yeah, exactly.
But of course, people debate it. This is the match that I think people will be talking about if something there happens. If Roman does turn heel, do you think people will cheer or boo? Because that's the big question.
There's going to be a little pop for it. I can promise that. Because we've wanted to see this. This is, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but this is the payoff that Smarks wanted to see.
Including one over there on the other side of the glass. Sorry, I had to throw him under the bus. But yeah, that sums up WrestleMania right there. And thank you, Mark Flores, for joining me and everything. And enjoy WrestleMania and WrestleMania weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I'm Joe Stereo, and you've been listening to Lancer, to WWE News with Joe Stereo here on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org.
Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot. Red light, green light. Give me everything you got. Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
PCC's First Years Pathways program provides students guaranteed full schedules, including difficult-to-get English and math courses in the fall and spring semesters of the first year at the college.
Pathways provides students with critical support they need outside of the classroom so they can complete their academic goals in a timely manner.
For more information about PCC's Pathways program, visit www.pasadena.edu/pathways.
Do you love classic rock? Do you love real classic rock? Check out The Fog with DJ Mike G every Friday, 11 to 1 on LancerRadioNetwork.org. That's The Fog. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Good grades can take you anywhere.
Foothill Transit can take you to class. Ride Foothill Transit buses to Pasadena City College instead of driving, and you'll be able to avoid traffic and parking hassles, reduce your carbon footprint, and have more time to study, text, or nap every single day. And with discounted passes for college students, you'll be able to save more than 50% off regular fares, too. Discover a smarter way to school now. Visit foothilltransit.org/college.
PCC offers a free shuttle service for students who wish to travel between the main campus, the Allen Avenue GOLD Line Station, and the Community Education Center. The shuttle service operates Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to 10:45 p.m., and Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:45 p.m., with departures every 15 to 30 minutes from each location. For more information, call 626-585-7223.
Still circling the school parking lot, searching for a place to ditch your car? Well, guess what? Finding a parking space is no longer a college requirement. With convenient buses serving Pasadena City College, the San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys, and downtown LA, Foothill Transit makes it easy to get to class without the hassle of driving. Discover a